Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Yes, sir. Man, do we have some kind of a week.
Man.
Oh, man. From the elections, which took 3 to 4 days. But you know what? That's okay.
That's right.
We got it right.
We got it right. And I was thinking about when George Bush had an argument with the Electoral College and everything. He was right. He had a good argument there.
Yep.
Now, my man, Trump, he trying to follow up that same thing. But when you 140 million votes, you can't. There's no miscounting that.
No, it's not, man. You know, they're still missing the piece around the pandemic. That's what drove the absentee ballot, right? People did not want to subject themselves to being standing in line. There were some that did, but we gave every American that option.
Yes, sir.
And if you give them that option, you have to take the time to count the votes.
How about the sister in Georgia that they denied her the Senate seat? She done flipped Georgia on.
She done flipped them.
And then Georgia might be the determinant
for the
House and the Senate. Yes.
For the Senate, yeah. Yes, two more seats that's up. So there's going to be a runoff. And I think he's doing damage to those people right now by not acknowledging the fact that, you know, these elections are valid. There was no fraud. You cannot even fathom what it would take in order to pull off what they're saying happened.
Because you got
to
think, that means we got all these separate counties and separate cities, and like they can form some type of alliance to say, hey, we're going to shift the election.
It's too many people involved, man.
Yeah.
In a conspiracy, the less people you have, the better chance you have of getting away with it.
Yeah, not because somebody going to say something. You got millions of people trying to shift the whole election against you. You can't do that.
No.
Or if they are, that means you shouldn't be the president. Anyway, get the hit. We don't want a dictatorship. That's
what he wants.
Yeah.
And one of the staffers that just left, and they are leaving, and just said that the administration, he wants to run it as a dictatorship.
That's it. Then he just fired. How you fired the defense attorney?
The defense secretary of defense.
Yeah, the secretary of defense.
Because he said he was not a yes man.
And he fired him on Twitter.
He fired him.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. That's what he does.
He said he fired on Twitter.
And then the other individual that quit was responsible for the counting of the votes per se. Okay, he was that guy to make sure everything went right. He quit. He said, I can't put up with this. This was nonsense. And he walked away. These people have got, you know, they have some moral character about themselves, man. They're not going to be, you know, involved in this sham. And that's what it is. It's a sham. You know, and we haven't even started the process of the transformation from one administration to the other, like everybody else has done.
What's that called? Concession or concede?
Yeah.
He hasn't had a concession meeting yet. Like,
he having a speech.
I denounce my running for president. I appreciate the 4 years you gave me. I want all my constituents to support Biden. He's the winner. He deserves it. Yeah.
The American public has spoke. Okay.
I'm looking for the transition. Congratulations, brother. It was a good fight between us. And let's pass the torch on. And see, that's going to be an uprising in the country where some hate groups might come out.
When he said,
be on standby.
Okay.
Here's a standby.
That's all that meant, man. That's all that meant. And Biden is in the process, you know, of, you know, there's national security things that are in place that we need to know about that's just not general public knowledge. Then there's $9 million that they use for the transformation from one administration to the other. That money is still being held up. Well, he can go out and hire his cabinet members. He can't even do that. But he has the intestinal fortitude to put together a committee of people to address this pandemic. Because right now, that is the biggest problem that this country is facing. And this man has had over a year to get ready for it and has done nothing. So at least Biden realizes the importance of getting this thing under control. He may have not, because the vaccine came out too, right? He blaming Pfizer for the timing that it came right after the election. Well, it had nothing to do with that, man.
Yeah, like I said, because Pfizer got the 90%.
Right, the effective rate for the drug. But there's still some problems because this thing has to be kept at a temperature of 100, something below zero. And Fauci was saying that that can become a logistical nightmare where you have to have this vaccine at such a low temperature before you can transport it, store it, administer it to the public. So Pfizer came out with the announcement, but there's a lot of work remaining to be able to get a vaccine out to the public.
Yeah, because it's going to be, it's going to take, now, who is that? Bill Gates does have like a little cooler he created that don't require ice.
Okay.
That can keep things at sub-zero temperatures. He's been working on something like that.
That's what they're going to need.
In those countries like they had those power surges in Africa, he had presented, somebody had a patent on a small refrigerator that didn't require any ice where you could contain it and it keeps it cold for 30 days. So I know he's going to have some significant
input
about this vaccination being kept at a cool temperature where you got to transport it. And it's, you can look it up on a YouTube video that they had on 60 Minutes with Bill Gates.
Okay.
And he had this refrigeration tool that required no ice, and he had created something where whatever you put in it, it stayed cold for 30 days.
Okay, so that's like, what they're going to need, man.
Crazy technology that it was. So I see him being in the forefront of helping with this vaccination. And he's always been trying to eradicate diseases. He's always been trying to do that.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work in third world countries.
So now, and some people are like, oh, I said, Illuminati. No, this man been spending billions of his dollars to prepare for a moment like this.
Yep.
Every time somebody say somebody doing something, it's always got to be they throw up the Illuminati or something because they thinking differently.
Right.
So.
Okay. Since we're on this subject, and we live in this community. Right now, this community is being devastated by coronavirus, more so than the first wave.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And our listening audience must take heed to the fact that you got to adhere to all the mandated requirements to protect yourself and others. Wear your mask, social distancing. Thanksgiving is coming up. And we know how we like to get together and have a good time.
Yes, sir.
This is not the time, man. We have made a conscious effort in my household that we will not have any guests over. We will not visit anyone. Just for the simple reason that that's just the right thing to do right now.
Yeah, I think me and my wife, we're just going to get a hotel room or something and go somewhere.
Okay.
And just celebrate like that and have our meal, just me and her.
Yeah, because see, Hackley Hospital right now, they're bursting at the seams. They don't have any more room for COVID patients. And we talked earlier about the possibility of trying to reopen Hackley in order to take care of the overflow.
Yes, though, if you look outside right now, on my way up here, I saw it yesterday and today.
That's the emergent care, which is 8 to 8. But right now, they're talking about having to staff.
Wow.
Which there's a shortage of nurses because even the nurses have been
been sick
with COVID. You know, there's an issue of training. So we just got a real mess here in Muskegon right now. And the public needs to know that and need to act like it. Because if you don't, you'll continue to spread it. And it will only get worse. You don't know who is asymptomatic. Have no idea. And the best thing to do is this holiday, man, is just, stay at home, call them up, do a Zoom, but just to protect this community and the people that you love to not have that full-blown any and everybody show up over at Big Mama House to have dinner. And it's just not the right time for that.
And the sad thing, Tony, that we're warning our community and telling people, some people are going to still make the choice and the effort to do what they want to do.
Of course.
We just know that.
And oh, yeah.
It's sad, man.
It really is, man. And
Real. Right, it's real out there.
Oh, it's real, to me right now, all this other stuff that's going on, with sports, what have you, they canceled so many football games this coming weekend, especially in the college ranks, because people are so, they're spreading. Michigan basically have told all their students, not to go home. A lot of the universities are telling their students to stay on campus, don't go home, just so that they won't spread this coronavirus to family members.
Those are hotbeds, those
campuses. Yeah, they've been hotbeds, man.
Because they're doing whatever they want to do on campus.
Yep, and they're saying if they do, then just keep it there.
Yeah.
Don't take it back out into the community.
Their immune systems are strong enough because they're young and they're vibrant, but now you take that somewhere back into, in some of our impoverished communities that some of us grew up in.
Yeah, you got blended families, with fathers and mothers and grandmothers
Super athlete coming back, from the state use.
Okay.
Universities, and he coming home, see his grandmama and them, and hugging on her and kissing on her. And he done been on campus. And
he asymptomatic. He don't have any ill feelings right now, but yet he carries the virus, and you spread it that way. So, you know, again, we don't know 100% about this thing, but there's one thing I do know. The truth about how it spread is the truth about face masks, social distancing, washing, sanitation, and basically, you know, just self-quarantine for right now.
Exactly. And it seemed, I'm going to say this, it seemed boring. I know it's boring because people probably like, I haven't seen you in a while, Chauncey. I'm like, don't you know we in a pandemic?
Okay.
I tell people, even my own family, one of my relatives left some earpods in my car a couple months ago. So I'm cleaning it out, getting ready for the winter. And I see these earpods. I'm like, what are these earpods? These expensive wireless earpods. So then my wife hook them up, and then somebody's name pop up. It's one of my nephews. And I was like, I text him. And I say, look, I'm going to put it in your mailbox.
Right. There you go. Yep.
I'm going to put the earpods in your mailbox. See you. Probably like, damn, Uncle Chauncey don't even want to come in the house.
Nope.
Chauncey, you just text me and drop it off. Yep.
Yep.
Because I'm really practicing the social distance part. And I'm doing that, and I'm staying in that reframing. I'm not trying to endanger anybody in my family.
Nope.
Anything. So if you haven't seen me, it's not I'm being funny. That I'm being serious about this.
Yeah, there was a story just happened a couple weeks ago or last week where a family had put together a family outing, family gathering, and it's like 8 or 9 of them now are in the hospital, in Mercy Hospital. You know, it was, you know, nobody thought that would happen, family members getting together to celebrate. But unfortunately, somebody that attended that outing, that family gathering, tested positive for COVID-19. And they transmitted it to other family members. And others may not be as sick as those that are in the hospital, but they're in the hospital. And the numbers are steady going up.
Well, we ain't going to beat you over the head, but because we did get beat over the head this weekend. Michigan and Michigan State got beat over the head this weekend. So
man,
I was watching the game. I was like, yeah, let me get my little snacks off. I'll play Iowa. It's going to be a great football game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Iowa was like, we haven't won a game.
Like a JV team, man.
We're going to come out and beat on you today. And did they beat on us?
Yeah.
49-7. I'm glad it happened after the Michigan win.
Right.
Because everybody like, oh, now the people that write on Twitter, they ain't write on Facebook. But because Michigan got it handed to them, too.
Indiana tore them up, man. So it's kind of ironic. One coach, new coach, right? He knew the state. So now he bought some time.
Yeah, he bought
some time when he beat Michigan.
But
right?
See, the other one out the
but
door.
But the other guy.
He out the door.
He didn't buy any time and then turn around and lose the next week. And it's like, if you had any doubts in your mind, wasn't that what we should do for the coming year, that took care of it.
Yeah, because I'm going to say this. Indiana got a better group of wide receivers than they got a nice little squad. Indiana got a squad. They got a good quarterback, and they got some good wide receivers. They got the whole package out there. Indiana.
So they didn't beat Penn State and Michigan.
Yep, man. Penn State still undefeated. Penn State
still looking for a win.
Okay. And these teams was in the top 10.
Always.
Michigan and
Wisconsin. Well, they haven't played because of COVID.
That's right.
Now they're gonna play Michigan maybe this weekend.
They're gonna romp them.
Okay,
it's gonna be a romp. Last year was a romp.
So they've been waiting to get on the field and hit somebody.
Woo-wee.
So yeah, it's gonna be ugly in Ann Arbor in East Lansing this year, man.
Yes, it is.
But the guy in East Lansing, again, he bought him some time.
And he's getting some good recruits.
He's going to get some.
That recruiting class looking pretty good, so I'm going to give him credit there.
Yeah, Cupper was bare. He didn't have a lot to work with, okay? But the other guy, you know, he didn't have plenty of time. And it's just going, you know, I'm just waiting to see what the people at Michigan do.
Yeah, some of that leaked down to Brady, too. They lost, 38-3?
They got beat up.
By their rival, because they always, in that conference, they've been comparing him to Drew Brees.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, him and Drew Brees are like, you know, they were tied for most touchdowns and what have you, but Drew Brees was lights out that night.
Man, 38-3.
Didn't even score a touchdown with Antonio Brown on the field. Yeah, So did the Lions win? I don't think they won. They played Minnesota.
Yeah, they Minnesota.
Yeah, so all three Michigan teams,
yeah,
which is rare.
Yeah.
You know, normally one of the three will win a game over the weekend. But we got
Michigan
skunked.
Michigan did turn Democratic, so that was a win.
Okay, well, that's a win. Yeah. Yep. That's a win. So in Michigan, in Muskegon County, I guess after a recount, there was some counts. Was it Casanova County or somewhere? Was a count that was different, and they had to go back and do a recount, and it proved that that Muskegon County did turn out to be Democratic.
Okay, well, that's good stuff then.
Right.
So good things happening, man, and just and going towards shifting our economy. What I was gonna say, it's just a lot of things coming up. I know the pandemic thing with the student loans about to end December 31st. So make sure you guys recertify your paperwork, because I'm telling you now, they waiting to garnish you. They waiting to snatch. Unless Biden put a plan in, but it's not gonna be happening immediately. So you gotta think about what you're gonna do. Make sure you handle that. And I want to say this. I do appreciate the people that's been contacting me through social media and my cell phone, asking questions about simple things that our community, they buying houses, Tony. They buying houses and they doing some things that are powerful, and they asking questions. They've been calling, reaching out to me, and I really do appreciate that. And I don't turn my nose up to nobody, or I don't turn a call away. So any advice I can give you, I try my best to support and help our community at large. So,
you know what was interesting? It was that Monday after most of the votes came in, part of Trump's rhetoric has been the stock market. You know, they've done so well under his tutelage, under his watch.
That's right.
And then once it came out that Biden had won, the stock market went up like 1,500 points.
Yeah, and they said okay. They said it was going to go down.
Right. So that just tells you right there that even the stock market was definitely operating on its own, and it wasn't none of Trump's doing. And the market has been up every day since. So the people that invest believe that this is the right guy for the job, because they realize if we don't get the pandemic under control, the stock market will not ever be where it was once. So that's the first order of business, and that's what Biden and his people are trying to do, is get this pandemic under control. So there's smart people on Wall Street. They're smarter than the president.
Yes, they are. They know they're looking at the analyticals like weather. The climate. They're trying to find any variable that can happen. Well, what I'm going to say is let's get into the financial stuff. I got this thing that says, this article that says, do you have a tax refund habit? And we're going to get into our 11, but this is like, I was looking at this and I was like, okay. And as I was reading into it, it's just like, when we think about a tax refund, it's like giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan and you wait for him to give you your money back.
With no interest.
That's all it is.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, with no interest, meaning you not getting no interest. He done made interest off your money because he done kept it and did some things with it and say, oh, all right, you get this back. Because I done took out your check and you get this back. So we got to figure out, if you into that tax refund habit, you got to change that habit. Either get you a tax attorney, not a tax attorney, but an accountant. Mm-hmm. Somebody can help you do the due diligence on your taxes so you can figure out, you want to make sure your refund is smaller every year. I don't want no refund.
Mm-mm. No, I want to break even.
Yeah, I want to break even or even owe a small check if I could.
Right.
I don't want nobody giving me no money back. And sometimes I do get a little bit back, but it's like, it's not over $1,100 or $1,000. But Tony, I remember the days of letting the government give me that loan, and it'd be $4,500,
$5,000. Mm-hmm.
Or in the days when I was even investing, I've seen some five-figure checks in taxes. I'm like, hold on, my accountant's like, hey, man, you need to be coming to see me more.
Okay.
Because if you got a tax refund that's $10,000, something.
That's too much.
And you don't have no kids or something, they taking too much out of your check and you letting them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm going to break these things down. I'm saying the people that got that tax check habit, and then we'll get into our 11. The first thing is saving more. So it says about 6 out of 10 filers getting refunds save some or all of it. That's a good financial move. Taxpayers can do one better by shopping institutions offering better than average interest rates on savings. So if they got that tax refund habit, don't look at it as you say, Tony, mad money.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in something.
Yeah.
If you still getting a refund, like, oh, I still like just getting that check. But don't spend it. Put it, invest it.
It's simple. If you get a tax refund of $5,200 at the end of the year, that's $100 a week, right?
That's right.
It's $100 a week, 52 weeks.
And you could have saved that with the pre-tax dollars.
Okay. Could have saved that and got the benefit of having it invested. And it could be $7,500, could be $8,000 by the end of the year.
Because that's the IRA way, isn't it?
Like, yeah. You can do an IRA.
Yep. You can do an IRA and not wait for the $5,200 to come back. You could be putting $100 in. It could be, like you said, $8,000.
Yeah.
Yep. Every pay period. And that's one of the tools that I've chose to do. I'm like, y'all ain't going to give me my $5,000. I'm going to put it in a retirement plan. Then when the year comes to an end, I'm going to claim it on my taxes so I can lower my income by that amount.
There you go.
So that's why we're sharing this with you.
That's how you do it.
Especially people that are homeowners or trying to buy houses. Now you got this liquid asset that you saving that if you had to touch it to do something.
Yes, you can do it.
Because they let you do it for a house, a security deposit, or something that happens to you because of an accident or something. But I see some people say, oh, I'm going to use this money for my down payment.
Yeah.
$4,200. I got
this. There's no penalty for that.
Boom. So then now you're putting it towards another bank account. A house is a bank account. But instead of saying I'm waiting for my tax refund, and if it don't be the number I need, you can plan the number you need with the $100 a month. And then, $100 a paycheck, 22, 25, 36 pays, 52 pays, whatever it is, you got that money.
Yeah, that's your money. And you get to invest it like you want it to. You can be aggressive. You can be conservative. But still, you control your money.
Yeah. And we're saying this because it's getting close to that time. I know this year some people got their tax refund because of the president around in November. So what do you think he done did with your money? What do you think he done did with your money if he done kept your tax refund that long?
And some people that haven't even gotten the stimulus money yet.
Yeah.
That you were promised.
So that's drawing interest for them, and then they give you the payout.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because if you're missing your refund or your stimulus, it's bundled where it's collected interest. So they say when they finally pay it out, they're like, oh, we done made at least 30% on the money we kept for these people.
Absolutely.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten your stimulus check yet, you need to be on the phone calling the IRS saying, hey, what's up? Where's my money? What do I need to do to make sure I get it?
Yeah, but I heard this. It's like the IRS is the one company that has money but does not have an advertising or marketing plan. That's not their job to market that we got your money. Come get it. We're going to put a little Facebook ad together for Chauncey Williams. We have your stimulus check. Chauncey Williams, we got your taxes for you, and you gave us too much money. We're advertising how to do it better to save more for retirement. No, they're not going to do that. Mm-mm. They don't have a marketing scheme to get you to do the right thing.
Nope. And if you don't file taxes, right, but yet you would be do a refund, they're not going to call you up. They're going to keep that money.
That's right.
You don't want to file for taxes. The only time they coming after is when you owe them.
That's it. So then next thing people do with the tax habit that they should do is pay down a credit card debt. So if you are still getting a refund, I recommend to pay down a credit card debt. And you're like, why would I do that? Some people have closed accounts. They have collection accounts. And then some companies say don't pay the collections. I'm saying offer to pay to delete. That's a tip for you.
Okay.
Offer to pay to delete if you got something that's in the collection or a closed account that you know you owe, offer to pay to delete, especially if you got a tax refund type of money and you owe $3,000 or something, offer to pay half up front. I got half right now. If y'all take it off my credit report.
Yeah.
You can do that. That's how I would leverage the life of living in luxury with the tax refund. Instead of going out and saying, I'm going to go get this car, or do this or that. I was always told in order to live the blessed life, Tony, is to alleviate all your debts. Be debt free first, because now you're not worrying about bills. You're worrying about financial freedom because you're like, I can say this, all my bills pay.
Right.
I can say this, all my bills pay. I can put this over here, all my bills pay. I was telling my wife about something today. She called me for some money. I was like, baby, I don't got no money. She was like, what you been trying to live off of? I said, off 30% of my income.
That's right.
She was like, you crazy. I said, no. I be reading them books about their millionaires and what the millionaires try to do, and I'm not a millionaire yet, audience. They try to live off 20% of their income
mm-hmm.
and say 80%. So if you see me out driving the same vehicle,
yep,
wearing the same contemporary clothes, nothing flashy, I am working on the concept of living off 30%. Because life is not about the shiny things you have. It's about the substance you keep. And are you living a fulfilled life?
Okay.
Are you happy? Are you in good health? Do you love going to do what you do every day? If you have your own business, if you work for somebody else, do you go there every day and you realize, like, hey, they actually paying me to do this?
Yeah. Right. If it's something that you really enjoy doing, it's not work, right?
It's not work. So then if you're getting an income out of it and you living below your means to sustain your lifestyle, and you okay with who you are as a person, you could pay down some debts. You could be debt free. Because you're like, oh, I'm not creating no new bills because I want to look like I got some things.
Mm-mm. For who?
For who? Because your opinion
of nobody.
Look, it's a book I've been reading. It say your opinion of me is none of my business.
Right. Could care less.
That's it. So we got to get to that mindset. So then some numbers, Tony. It said the average tax refund, $2,154. So I say 52% who prepare their own tax refunds, returns, with out of a software. They use a software.
Mm-hmm. Quick, yep.
Click, 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 click,
yep.
Boom. And
yep.
They get it, right? So it takes about 4.9 hours to do that.
Mm. Yeah. That's, I think it takes less than that. But
some people just got a W-2.
Right, that's a W-2.
Yeah,
you know, there's not a lot of deductions.
That's like 30 minutes.
Standard deduction, yeah, 30 minutes, man.
Yeah, if they don't have the other itemized stuff, even mine don't take no 4.9.
No.
But they say median time, so you got the person with the whole bunch, person with the less, but whoever doing their taxes in 5 hours, which I've heard my accountant tell me.
Mine do too.
Because some people come in with the trash bag. Take on my receipts.
You got to go through and sort them. I'm gonna sort them, but I'm gonna get paid for it.
Got the Save-A-Lot bag with all that receipts. So I understand the 4.9 hours. I was like, no, mine's not like that. I do everything, but I've been trained and taught to not have a big tax refund if I do get one. I've been taught to itemize. I've been taught to establish LLCs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been taught to do certain things. When tax time rolled around, I can hypothetically say, oh, I'm gonna see this much, and it looked like that,
right?
Because I did the investment tools that my mentors told me to put in place. You being one of them, saying do this, do this, do this, do this, and then you might see this at the end of the year. You might see $1,000. You might see $1,100. If it's anything over that, you done did something wrong.
Yeah, man, it's been that way for me for years. I do not let the federal government hold my money.
No, that not at all.
I'll write them a check. But they don't keep mine.
Yeah, and you got it, because if you write the check, you done figured out the tools that you say, oh, I gotta go in this little fund right here, get this money out.
Yeah,
oh, I done made $3,000 on that $5,000. Little check for $1,000. There y'all go.
So shoot, actually, it didn't cost me nothing.
I invested it all.
Yeah,
that's right. So then it says next, and you say this always, and this thing saved my life. Create an emergency fund.
Oh yeah,
man. That right there, audience, if you can put stash away for 3 months, 2 months, at the most, a year, or they say it's recommended 3 months, say 6 months.
You'll feel better with six.
Yeah, you'll feel better with six in case of anything that happens, a happenstance of losing a job or
layoff,
pandemic, something happens.
You get sick, yeah, right, pandemic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get the COVID pay. You know, a lot of employers are supposed to give it to you, but some don't.
They keep it, and they shut their business down. They're like, hey, I'm shut down. I got these millions now. I'm not paying nobody.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I got my...
I'm about to furlough you.
Yeah. I was able to steal some money from the government through the Paycheck Protection Program that I was supposed to share with my employees, but I think I'm going to just keep it and move on.
Yeah, and shut my company down.
Yeah.
Because I got enough to retire now.
Yeah, it happened.
So then it says investing more. About 10% of those getting tax refunds invested the cash. For workers, one easy way to do this is through a traditional or Roth IRA. For 2020, you can contribute up to $6,000 in the IRA, and you can kick in another $1,000 if you're 50 years or older.
That's a good deal, man. Those are the two best investment vehicles that you can get involved in. They're very simple to understand, And it's a lot better than trying to go through a brokerage firm where I'm going to trade stocks on an individual basis and I'm going to lose my behind because I don't understand all the ins and outs of working on the stock market.
Somebody, people be thinking, like, I'm buying these stocks. Like, do you know that people that really buy stocks, they spending at least $10,000?
Oh, man, come on.
At least.
That's it.
At least they're like, oh, I got 10 bands on this. They not buying 5 shares of Nike.
Yeah.
If they are, they got it in the mutual fund, right?
Yeah, a lot of them not buying in a mutual fund. They'll list you all the companies. But, you know, I don't have a problem with people that want to do it for a hobby. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
somebody
will
say, man, you know, I don't really understand the market, but I got a couple hundred dollars.
Better go play some golf or something.
Okay, that's cool, too. You know, I like that.
Yeah, make a real hobby. I'm like, I'm not going to sit up and watch a screen for no $200.
Oh, heck no.
Look, I got $200 at night because I'm watching the screen talk.
No, oh, no, come on. It don't work that way, man.
People that be doing that, watching those screens, they got some real money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they no, them day traders.
Money. Yeah, they got.
Yeah, they trading hundreds of thousands of dollars, man,
three,
daily.
They got screens, and they put their whole life into it. They done
That's right.
Everything, and they not, oh, I'm investing. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Go on, get you a mutual fund and get you something that's diversified so you can say, hey, if it's I'm taking big risks, I got this security over here to protect myself.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way to go, mutual funds. Individual stocks, very volatile. But again, it's each individual's own discretion.
Yep.
Yeah, that's their cup of tea. But, you know, get involved in it. It won't hurt.
I'm not saying I know everything, but I've been on that path as a youngster in my early 20s. Somebody I'm investing in, I'm buying $300 of Nike stock, which is only getting me 0.32%.
You're not getting rich, okay?
Oh, it went up. It went up. They said it went up 30%.
Okay.
Oh, I made $4.
You got to keep buying it. That's the key.
That's it.
I'm going to buy 10 shares every week or every month or whatever. Yeah. That's how you accumulate the wealth. Yeah. So or Walmart or McDonald's, Coca-Cola, whatever.
So then the last part is what people do with their tax refund if they got that tax refund habit. Because it's good to get that. You think that you're getting, it's that season, reason for the season. And then like I said on the last show, it's when you get the tax time, it's Christmas for the kids because you couldn't get all the gifts. I understand that. I grew up like that, so I know in that tax habit. But we got to change the mindset behind that and say we're going to save for retirement. We're going to pay off our debts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to save for a home. If we get a tax refund, we're going to do things that's going to bring equity in our life. And the last thing it says, splurges and essentials. For some taxpayers, a refund is like newfound money, and they aim to enjoy it. About 16% of those with refunds use the cash to buy gifts or a vacation.
Okay.
So average was in 2018, $4,464 was spent on living la vida loca.
Easy come, easy go.
that's that person. You try to go to the dealership and say, I'm going to get this BMW. They say you're a BMW that's 4 or 5 years old. And then you find out the rings and stuff is burning and oil burning, but that mug looks so shiny and clean. And you figure out the service on it was 30 days or 3 months, and you still got a car payment, and you put down a large amount. Man, that's...
Yeah, you know, you go to get the oil change, they give you a bill for $100 because you got to get your oil change brakes. Every time you need brakes done, it's about $1,000.
Yeah.
So that's the maintenance part. Mufflers, you know, tires. You need to get your filters changed in your vehicle. So to own those cars is more than just the status symbol. You got to be able to afford it.
That's right. You got to be able to afford it. So that's the start of the 11 habits. That's the break in. That's the break you in because it's getting ready for that tax season again. And that's what we're here to do is
help you out.
I'm here to be transparent because people call, they ask me, and this is my way and my platform with Tony of sharing what we do and what we've been in and how we experience things. And I want to live on 30% of my income. I'm straight.
No,
I
don't
have nothing
to
prove to nobody.
Nope.
That's what I'm striving for. And if my week run out, if my money run out before my week, well, my week shut down.
Okay. Yeah, we at the house, man.
I'm chilling. But I can say I do have access to some money, but I want to learn to discipline myself from the habits that get me over that 30%.
Yep. Yeah, it takes some work now. Come on. It takes work.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.